Welcome, one and all, to HHE Podcast, Halloween Horror Events, where we talk horror events in the UK, many of them, and we talk ones like Halloween Horror Nights and SeaWorld's Hallow Scream. What is a good segue? Because this episode is all going to be about SeaWorld's Hallow Scream and Busch Garland. Did I say Salad Cream?
It sounded like it.
Well, people, it's going to stay in. Guys, if you look, you can see this on YouTube, you'll see I've got bags under my eyes as well. Simon's had worked all night. This is mental. We'll get to Joe in a minute. But yeah, we're talking Hallow Scream, Orlando, SeaWorld, and Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay. Just basically giving you what houses, what scare zones, and a general overlay of it. And as you heard, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Simon's with me. How are you doing, Simon?
I'm doing all right. If you're watching this on YouTube, I've got a little box around me for some reason and I can't get rid of it. So,
and we're not trying, we ain't got time to fix it. We both want to relax. It's bank holiday as we speak. And as we record this, it's 4 days away now, Halloween Horror Nights.
We're Monday. It starts this on a Friday. If this comes out before then,
it will come out probably around the same day. So we'll release it on the Friday as it's the first day of it. So happy Halloween Horror Nights Day, people.
Yeah. See you. Let's also, so if we do get disruption with the tropical storm that's on its way, potential hurricane.
Yeah, I don't want to say much about that because that could change so rapidly.
Yeah,
at this moment, it's looking good, but
yeah.
Tropical storm.
Like I said,
maybe.
If you have been affected, don't worry. It happens quite regular, and there's a lot of plans out there, so look after yourself. Phil's on the beer. Oh, my word.
It's bank holiday in England.
Well, I'm going to wait. So,
before we forget, could you give us an amazing 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and all good podcast apps? Subscribe to us on YouTube, like the videos, and on all of them, comment.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
So, let's get this started. I'm going to do the first part. I'm going to do SeaWorld. Before we go any further, actually, Joe's not here. He's doing the scariest thing ever in haunt season. He's on a family holiday with his children. Yeah. That is scary. And apparently where he is, there's no Wi-Fi and very bad mobile signal. He'll be going up the wall. So, Joe, mate, I hope you had a great one. And let's get this going anyway. So let's get the screen share going for the YouTubers. Obviously, the screen shares will look different between me and Simon because I'm lazy and he does it better than me. But as you can see straight away, I've got the Hallow Scream map showing just about. If I can
just about.
I'm trying to think how to move things on here. Or have to do. Just to let you know, let's give you the history quickly on what Hallow Scream is. This is an annual Halloween season event began taking place in Busch Gardens, is it Williamsburg, in 1999? The same year, Busch Gardens Tampa hosted Spooky Safari. I never heard of that. A mild and scary experience for the families and older children. So, I mean, how long do you think that lasted for?
3 days.
It lasted for one season. They got rid of it. They abandoned the idea after 1 year and joined Williamsburg in putting out Hallow Scream in 2000. 2013, SeaWorld San Antonio joined the Hallow Scream crew. And the newest version of it now, a successful scare event, is obviously SeaWorld Orlando, which started in 2021. Very new, as you think. The specifics of the events itself vary from park to park, but SeaWorld Orlando promises a park-wide scare zone with no respite, thrills and haunts. Yes, not that scary. So Another Scream Location typically features 5 to 10 haunted houses. I think it's 5 this year, and 3 to 5 scare zones. That's pretty much it. And as you can see, we are using Orlando Informer for this. So what we're going to do now is see what comes up first. I'm hoping it is the houses. It is. So the first one's meant to be Beneath the Ice, The Meltdown. That is a remake of an original. New step.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm going to start off not negative, but like saying it's new when it's not. It's just a rehash and just a change of it. It's not new. It's just a reimagined. I found that on Howl Scream. They said new quite a few times on some of the releases, and they're not. They're just updated the house. So
as you can see, it's a step into the house of horrors to witness a chilling battle between the forces of fire and ice. Same thing going on at Halloween Horror Nights this year. But arguably, SeaWorld was doing this first in the scare events before someone says, no, the house is based on an old ride. No, haunt events, SeaWorld were the first to do this thing with the banshees and that. I loved this house last year, so I can only see it being better now. I think.
Yeah, it's a very good location because it's in the Arctic queue, is it?
That is where it is. So that's pretty, we're not going to go totally in depth. There's, you know, really next year we'll do better at this. I promise you, people. I promise you. This year we've been all over the place. Simon started new jobs and all that sort of stuff. So we haven't been able to help ourselves as much. Then we got something called Beneath the Ice Meltdown. Yeah, again, it's called new. I don't know if that's new or not because I can't remember the names from last year. Step into the House of Horrors to witness the chilling battle.
You just read that.
Oh my God. Orlando Informer, your thing's crap, by the way. Should have used you. No, that's why I didn't want to read this. Delorum 666 Laboratories? Yeah. Stupid name. New enter the research facility that stands above the surface of unknown depths of the sea and make your escape before time runs out.
See, that one is a new thing, but it just sounds like it's been... I don't even know where this one actually is, to be fair. So
I'm trying to look at the map to give me an idea. So what's it called? Well, it's good because we don't know because he's got last year's map up. So I'm guessing he doesn't know himself. So guess away, people. Guess away. I don't know what it's replacing because that would be the simple answer. But the truth is, I wasn't over excited about Halloween Scream last year. I'm only doing one night this year. I went twice last year, but it's just, it doesn't do anything for me, unfortunately. So, oh God, I sound negative. No, it's going to be awesome, Phil. It's going to be awesome. But obviously, it's going to be under the sea. So we're talking sea monsters, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I think
we got a returnee, haven't we? Blood Beckoning. Yeah. If you don't know, if you hear the siren song of Scratch, it may be too late for your fate. She and her followers are out your blood, and it's up to you to escape their grasp. I love this one. The only thing is I hate the pulse cue for it.
I was going to say exactly the same. They need to sort that pulsing out if they're going to do it. Make it a little bit shorter. Don't leave it a minute and a half to 2 minutes per group.
I don't like this idea when it gets to a certain amount in the line when you send two people through together because you're trying to keep it their experience. I'm sorry, at that point, if the queue's starting to take too long, what took us an hour last year to get through it?
Yeah, and it was literally probably about 50 people, if that.
Yeah, there's no need for it. Didn't eventually a boss come over and actually have a complaint, if I remember right?
Yes, I think one of the management came over and said, look, we need to start sending more groups. And we got sent through with two other people. So there was 5 of us rather than just us three. Which works, it's fine. Sometimes having the experience with other people who you don't know makes it more enjoyable, so.
I totally agree. But this, as a house, it's a beautiful house. I love this one. One of my favourites.
Yeah.
So we are going on and on and on. This is called Dead Vines Nightmare at SeaWorld. Or sorry, Dead Vines Night. Is that New Orleans meant to be? Like New Orleans? Like
I think it's New Orleans Nightmare. So I think it's actually a character they're bringing in, I think. I'm not too sure.
I'm going to find out. Reimagined. So they've...
Actually, no. I've just read it then. So, yeah, you were right.
Hex has chosen the Big Easy as her domain. You set foot on a hallowed ground, discover if it's good times or head that were Royal House of Horrors. These descriptions are crap.
Well, I think we found that out last year. But like I said, it's reimagined. So we went through Dead Vines. I enjoyed it, this one, actually, because it was quite overgrown and all that kind of theme. But bringing the New Orleans Mardi Gras vibe to it, it's something. I can't say what it would be like, but it's something.
Yeah, it's something. Right. And I believe we're on the last house. I swear they need more houses, but okay. Captain's Revenge, Drowned in Darkness. This is just a returning one. Against your better judgment, you come aboard a vessel in search of the captain. He has sworn revenge on you, but you vow to find out what happened to his crew and reveal the truth. I don't remember this one much, if truth be told.
I think it was one of them who went to it, and it was like, meh. Nah. One of them meh ones, so...
So hopefully that better 2024. If I do decide to go back, that'll be gone. I probably won't be going 2024, truth be told. I mean, the event really needs to improve this year. Right, shall we get into some scare zones and roaming haunts?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's more of them than there's houses. Bloodlight District, beware of those who walk the streets of this borough. They are out of blood and ready to paint the town red. So vampires.
Sounds like it.
And then we've got Toxic Turmoil. Make your way through the lethal land, feel as you flee from inhabited, infected by the toxins. Guessing zombie type people, mutants.
It gives me, this is, I know we keep going back to HHN sometimes, but this gives me Acid Assault vibes, vibes from 21,
okay.
21 or 18. I've been 18.
I am starting wonder to wonder if both teams are working together this year. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There seems to be a lot of parallels going on. We've got them. We move on to Carnival Evil Pier. Come one, come all to the sideshow of haunts filled with terrors from the big top. So we're talking clowns and that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I swear there's something going with circus stuff going on at Halloween Horror Nights this year.
I've not seen anything.
Very odd. That's a horrible picture. By the way, doesn't Joe want me to give a shout out for somebody? A scare actor.
Yeah, the zombie guy, which I think he'll be in this one probably.
Frozen Terror Alive of the Ice. That's right at the beginning, isn't it? You escape the terrors of beneath the ice, but you're not out of danger yet. The haunt will have you running from the frozen undead and harsh Arctic. If I remember recording, this was a bitch because it's too dark. And he was the only real decent scare actor in there.
Yeah, he's just got a unique physique about him as well.
Yeah, he's quite tall, but he's not super tall.
He's about 6'3", 6'4", but really skinny. And he moves weird, and he's got that crackling voice. Yeah.
But there we go, Joe. We've shown some love from your man. Witchcraft Bayou. I remember this one. Tour the trouble. Be careful making your way around the bayou. The scare zone features voodoo and witchcraft. This had a lot of fog, and if it had more scare actors, would have been awesome.
Yeah, because there was a lot. To be honest, the set pieces were pretty good, if I remember correctly. But like I said, it was full of fog. It was great effects, but there's just no one there.
Yeah, it was too barren. And if they had loads of, that could have been, I mean, if you can imagine Halloween Horror Nights doing that. Woo! Sorry, we keep going back to Halloween Horror Nights, but they are the kings. What's this one? Postal. Bloody hell, so many in there. Postal Passage. Make your return to this zone of fear where the unknown awaits you in every corner.
I think this is it's Postal Pixies, Passage. Yeah, it was the one. I think it's as you walk towards Mako, where all the bushes are, and there were people popping out the bushes left, right, and centre, all getting you.
They got some of the best scares.
Times. Yeah. Because, like I said, they had slight camouflage on them. So,
before we go into roaming haunt, I'm hoping this year the lighting's slightly better and there's slightly less fog, because I wanted to see these people. And it was, I know they make it super foggy maybe because they don't want us to see them, but we also want to experience the makeup.
What was it? The camp one that we went through?
Bigfoot one.
Yeah, well, you couldn't see
Bigfoot, where
anything.
you
You could
never
hear the
saw Bigfoot.
noises, but it was just full of fog and you couldn't see anything. So, oh, you'll find out. You'll find out if whether they've learned the lesson or not.
Right, so we've got the Roman haunts, the sirens, minions. Sorry, all I can think of is little minions running around now from Despicable. Will Cameo, will roam about the park freely to make sure nowhere is safe. Man, what we got? We got some bar experiences. We didn't
Yeah,
do this. I don't know why.
we went
Because
into one. We went into the one, the shark one.
the most unthemed one. Hello Screen 2023 theme bar. So we got Carnival Curiosities. Become mesmerized with the oddities and libations observed in the Cirque, whatever that is. They could just put
Cirque.
circus.
Yeah, it's a circuit. It's Cirque du Soleil kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I get it. Poison Grotto. As they say, pick your poison, take a break from haunts and scares to enjoy a refreshing cocktail. Get enough to pluck up your courage and back out of there. Tormented. You survived
That's the
the
one we went
exhibition
in.
of Beneath the Ice and grasped the frozen terror. Time for a cold one in relatively safe space. I'm just reading about it. They're nothing special to me yet because I haven't been in them. Everyone is a pirate here. The Longshoremen. Is it the Longshoremen?
Longshoreman.
They're here to entertain you and take harbor from the sea of haunts around you.
Well, we walked past this one and we actually saw a lot of people having a laugh and a joke with the people because they were on a stage. There were about three, four characters having a laugh and a joke, like doing a bit of stand up.
Interesting.
It's I think we just walked past it quite so, yeah.
Siren's last call. Do you hear the call of the siren? So do we. Tuck in the bar and enjoy a signature cocktail, the siren's kiss. And then we've got a quick show, and then I'm going to quickly say something after. We've got shows. We've got the Cursed Lagoon. Discover what lies beneath the surface, forever pearls in the new entertainment offering.
No, it's on.
Is that a new entertainment? If it's new and it's not the same as last year's mess, because
Well, it's in a
I didn't do
new
this
entertainment
joke.
offering.
Yeah. So I don't
So,
know if it's a storyteller anymore. Maybe they realized that was terrible.
well,
We didn't do
apparently.
it. Me and Simon Joe did, and Joe hated it. So we're
Yeah.
only going by what Joe tells us. Now, the greatest show in the history of any horror event ever, Monster Stomp.
Lying bastard.
No, everyone on the other podcasts say it's great. I'm going to be positive. For the Frozen Tundra, this show transports guests back in time of Victoria London. Who is there to steal the show? Jack the Ripper himself. Join the singing and dancing and unconventional rock show.
That
Yeah, we'll
kind
move
of
on.
says it all.
Yeah,
That
we'll
kind of
move on.
says it all.
I watched this and I actually thought it was quite good this year. Siren Song. The show will be held outdoors and promises dancing, music, and action. The sirens will beckon and the an enticing her enticing voice. But don't get too lured in, just enjoy the show. I remember there were three different ones up last time, weren't they? Like moving between them on different stages at
I think
towards
so,
the front beneath the ice
yeah.
again.
See, that's what I mean. A lot of this stuff is actually in one area, then it's the rest is spread out, and think the layout needs to be a little bit
So, just
different,
to
to
give
be
you
fair.
dates, we go from September the 8th. So, it actually opens, I believe, a day before Halloween Horror Nights.
8th, I don't know. 8th is the Friday, same night.
Oh,
Halloween
so
Horror
it
Nights, same
opens.
night.
Yeah, good
No,
luck
Halloween
there,
Horror Night
Alice.
starts this Friday.
Yes, this is a week later. Yeah, so
Yeah.
ignore that. This is a week later. It's from the 8th to the 9th to the 10th to the 15th to the 16th to the 17th to the 22nd to the 23rd, 24th and 29th and the 30th of September. And then October, we have the 1st, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th and the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, the 22nd, the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. And did you know I just started to count normally then? Didn't do
Yeah,
that.
but you know what you should have just said? First weekend, and the rest are all Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, I could have, but some people don't like that. They like hearing the dates. I've heard the dates. It's pretty cheap to go to people, so give it a go. I think this year I'm going to go into these bars and record them for us for the YouTube channel, so people can see what they look like. Because I had a go this year at HHM for their bad advertising of the event.
Yeah.
And I think it's let Hallows Scream off, because I think Hallows Scream's been even worse this year.
Well, I'm still giving Hallows Scream a bit of a long arm reach at the moment, because they're still young. It's only the second, third year doing this event, so.
I just think marketing should be better. I think there should be more photos of the bars, videos of the bars all over the place. It shouldn't be down to us YouTubers just to do it. There should be professional stuff before anybody gets in there, when they can make them look really good, have a few little workers in SeaWorld in there.
Yeah, but you already said that. You said the word professional, and it's SeaWorld. It's
SeaWorld, yes, while we're here. Interesting. Simon, before I go any further, what do you think of the new announcement from SeaWorld Busch Gardens Discovery Cove? Cashless.
I can see both sides of it, and I spoke to you about this offline. You can still take cash. It's just that I think the people who are working behind there, it's safer for the people as well, because it's safer for company, because they've got less chance of theft from employees. You can still take cash, because all they'll do is there's a prepaid Visa. You put your cash into the machine and it gives you a card with the money on it. And you can use it everywhere, because it's a prepaid Visa, so you can use it anywhere. So you can still take cash. It's just that I think it's a safer bit for people who work there.
It's because there's going to be less chance. This is just a warning. If you don't go to SeaWorld, but you go into Hallows Scream, think about a card, something like that, or a prepaid card. You can even get them in places like Walgreens and that, by the way.
Yeah. But like I said, they've actually said there's going to be prepaid kiosks there for them.
So if you don't want to see it, just in case the SeaWorld card only lets you use it in SeaWorld, places like Walmart, Walgreens, they sell these prepaid cards. You can top them up.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you do it. Me personally, I don't have that much cash on me anymore. It's evident the world is going cashless. I don't agree with it, but it's happening, and we have to live in that world. We're not going to win this one. I don't care what anybody says. Also, I think Universal and Disney will follow. They already slowly have brought it in by mobile ordering, and especially at Universal, mobile ordering at Minions Cafe is basically the only way you can really do it. There's only one kiosk there. So they're trying to make you mobile order.
Well, Universal have gone that way anyway. With the app, they've been going that way for a while. My camera is terrible. Just to make it easier for ordering as well, because standing there queuing, then getting a receipt, and then having to wait for your food, where you do it on the app, blah, 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 thing, right, I'm here, and then it comes and it's ready. I've got nothing against it, really.
Yeah. So if you're going to either Hallows Scream, that's a warning for you now. You've been warned, cashless is the way now, unfortunately, at them. And it will, in a way, speed stuff up. I heard someone say, what happens if it's a power cut? Especially at a haunt event, if it's a power cut, they're shutting the park. They're not going to give you food. The food's, they're not, I mean, and someone said if it's through the daytime, they said about tills. The tills won't open.
No. If there's a power cut,
These people who work there probably don't know 90% of the prices themselves. They rely on a system telling them. So you'll be thrown out.
If there's a power cut, nothing's going to work. The houses ain't going to work. You can't buy food. You can't buy drink. There's no power. You can't see where you're going. You just be evacuated from the park or from that area.
But I'm going to put it up to people. I'm a card person. I prefer using card because I hate carrying change. What gets bigger and bigger and bigger and gets heavier and heavier.
I find if you've got cash, it's great for tips and stuff like that to keep on top of them. But a card, you can keep on top of your actual how much money you've got a lot easier than having to count out cash all the time. Because if you think about it, if you go to one bar, buy a drink, you go to another bar, buy another drink, you go to get some food, but then you're like, oh, well, I've bought $150 out of me. How much have I got? You have to count it all out. Where if you've got a prepaid app, boom, you know exactly how much you've got.
I'm going to do this conundrum to you. You're a person with cash only, right? In one of these theme parks, and it happens in all of them, you get pickpocketed, right? How do you get your cash back?
You don't.
Right. Now, say you've got something like our Revolut cards, where you can use it as a phone app as well, or a lot of cards you can now use on your Google. Say someone nicks your wallet with your card in, on Revolut, you can have a thing that's called a virtual card as well. So if they nick your major card, that card's gone. You can block that card. They can't use it. But do you still have your cash, Simon? So there we go, people. But maybe some of you, I would go 50-50. I would go 50-50 now for people who are totally cash.
It's like saying people who are saying, oh, well, I want to take cash. You can still take cash, and you can actually change it at the kiosk in SeaWorld. They're putting special cash points in there. So you can still take cash. It's just going to be a different way of doing it. And I think it's safer for the company as well, because you've got less chance of people stealing stuff. Yeah, we talk about employees. If you not having to go at all employees, but when cash is involved, it's so easy for $10 to go missing, $20 to go missing here and there. It
also, happens in all supermarkets. Also, it's not just employees. It's conning bastards. I gave you a 50. If a youngster falls for it, they give them back $30, $40 when they were only given a 20. See?
Yeah.
So there's many reasons for it. With a card, you can't do them tricks anymore. Anyway, shall we move on to Tampa?
Yeah, let's move on to Tampa. Yeah, where have you gone?
Beautiful Tampa stuff up now. Simon's going to take control of this one. As I say, if Simon's as bad as me, then nothing we can do about it. We're literally putting this together at the last second.
No,
Simon's using the official site, though.
Yeah, because it's just easier to do it that way. So I'll go the opposite way around. I'll tell you the dates. We've got select dates from the 8th to the 31st of October. Park is open from 7 p.m. till park close. We have the haunts and thrills. Let's go through all. So we have, it doesn't say how many houses we've got, but we've got a new haunted house called D.H. Bagham's Circus of Fear. See, they're using the same phrases as well, aren't they? Come one, come all to all your terrifying show you've ever seen. D.H. Bagham brings you all these monstrosities to make your spine tingle and your blood run cold.
By the way, so I'm not going to have a go at you reading, because I was trying to read it, and they try to make all their sentences tongue twisters to be smart, and it's stupid.
So that's a new one for this year. There's a new Scares and Effects, Stranglewood Estate. No idea what it is. Miss Stranglewood is back for more event, more haunts, and has something sinister watching behind every corner, waiting behind every corner. Sorry.
Looks cool, though.
Yeah, once they do look like they have a few videos for each one. Should I play them?
Yeah, let's give a little go. Here you go.
Well, like we were saying, there's a new Scares and Effects. Let's quickly just play.
Should we start
the
with D.H. Bagham's video first?
There's one for D.H. Bagham.
It's got a play on it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Didn't see that. Oh, we'll go back to D.H. Bagham's Circus of Fear. Here we go. Mm. Oh, it's going to take me to YouTube. I don't know if it's
just full screen it. There we go.
Yeah, but
so if you just press play. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's loading, because it has to be slow, because it's SeaWorld.
Come on! Come on! Ladies and gentlemen, step right up! The most terrifying show you'll ever see! Prepare to be amazed by the most unusual, the most grotesque, and the most horrifying freaks this side of creation. So if you dare, come on, this show that will haunt you forever.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Well, it's a circus with circus freaks, basically.
Yeah. So, then we have Stranglewood Estate. I think the blurb earlier.
Yeah, you've all gave a blurb, so we'll just go to the video on this one. Bear with us, people. I should have done this, because we would have had the videos for SeaWorld. I just want to say that one actually makes me want to go to Tampa.
Yeah, that's a good little promo. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't give anything away. It just gives you a little idea.
It's a mansion house estate, as I said. Right, next one.
We have a returning favourite, the Resident Home for the Holidays. So this sounds like a Christmassy one. Resident's Home for the Holidays making a haunted return. So if you've been to Howl Scream, you'll know what this one's about. It sounds like it's a new one.
It doesn't matter if you've been naughty or nice.
Ooh.
another banger, mate. Oh my god, I'm sure it's going to Tampa this year now.
Well, it's been going for quite a few years, hasn't it? So they know what they're doing.
Witch of the Woods. This better be better.
The witch is back and just as wicked as ever. Curse has brought more travellers into the dark forest, but one bold jiggling stories and but dying screens make their way out. Ah. So they're going through the haunting wandering intruders through an abandoned village. Okay. A short one, this only 15 seconds.
Story of my life.
That definitely doesn't give anything away.
But you can see the production looks so much more polished than SeaWorld's.
And we have revamped favourites. So this sounds like it's an original gone change. So a year has passed. And I might as well actually say what it's called first. The Forgotten Uprising. A year has passed and lately more and more people have been going missing. The great battle has begun and the only way to survive is to brave, fearless and survive the night. Sounds like vampires. Yeah.
Vampires.
Looked
okay, though. I'm not saying that one's exciting me as much, but vampires are so overdone anyway.
And it looks like they've got a few shows.
Four, bloody hell.
Yeah, so you have Rock the Grave, Explosive High is your live show that merges the world of alternative and classic rock and pop hits into unforgettable experience. This is located on the festival field. So, and we have...
Just basically a concert.
Yeah. Cirque X Scream, electrifying and mesmerizing stunt show that will leave you on the edge of your seat, located in Stanleyville Theatre. So this is like Cirque du Soleil on steroids.
A horror version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have the Rolling Bones. The skeleton band lights up Dragonfire Grill with epic covers of classic rock anthems, located at the Dragonfire Grill. So you can get something to eat and watch a show. Sounds like.
Interesting. This one's boring.
And there's a new one. Scurryoke. Yeah. Take your turn behind the mic at the all-new Scurryoke experience at Guaza's Palace, or Guaza's Plaza. Guests will select their song from the choice and take a memorable photo of the experience.
Do you think that will flop?
In America, no. In the UK, it would. Karaoke is just not a thing over here anymore. In the US, it's quite big.
But yeah, it's not a big thing over here.
No. It's in America. The Americans love karaoke, but it's just not something we do anymore. Scare Zones.
Lots.
So this one.
Oh.
Yeah, it does look good. We have a new Scare Zone for this year called Sin City Zombies. From the name, you can probably tell it's on the outskirts of the Las Vegas Strip. Lies a small motel where there's a home of some of the best entertainers I've ever lived, and is overrun by zombies. We run rampant. Try your luck and hope your number wins, because this is one town you won't want to lose in. Sounds good.
This next one reminds me of something at Tully's Shocktoberfest.
Yeah. I've not even seen this one. So, Big Ed's Demolition Derby, or Derby, if you're from the UK.
Derby.
Step into the twisted and adrenaline-fueled world of Big Ed's Demolition Derby. He has pulled together some of the roughest, toughest, and meanest baddies from all over Howlow Screen and brought them here to compete. But there's always room for some surprise guests. Step up and see how long you can survive and navigate this automotive nightmare.
So it sounds like a best of Hello Scream scare actors and that in one area. Yeah. Interesting.
And then we have Raven's Mill, Within the Walls of the Cornfields. Right, sorry, but there's your answer to what happens.
Yeah, because they're doing it every year.
Yeah, but that's the answer to what happens when you put cornfields. Sorry. Within the Walls of the Cornfield lies a horrific nightmare. cannot awake. The scarecrows of Raven's Mill are ready for you. So they planted corn. There's your answer for what's happening this week.
Stop blaming Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah. Beyond the veil, the dark furries and orcs are dying for you to experience the depths of their magical, sinister forest. Think you have what it takes to go beyond the veil.
So a night out in Brighton.
Oh my word.
Well, yeah. It's true.
The junkyard, you find more than spare parts as you rummage through the... Is that slurry? Slurry scrap site.
It's a scrap site.
Will you make it out in one piece or be devoured by the haunted rumble?
Rubble.
Rubble. Yeah.
I figured that one out. That was rubbish. That's rubbish. That sounds rubbish.
Yeah. I like junkyard. I like scrapyard.
Oh, so this is what Universal tried last year but really failed.
What, the shortcut?
No, the like a house sort of scare zone merger. Yeah.
Yeah. Cut through the cemetery may seem like an easy way out, except when the corpses rise from the grave only to drag you back into the graves with them. Yeah, so there's another zombie. Scare zone.
That's didn't say anything about bars, did it? So maybe that's more of a SeaWorld thing.
Yeah, there is some evil upgrades. I think these are just RIP tours. Yeah, your VIP tour. Behind the screams tour if you want one. Front of the line access.
I wouldn't put prices on this because these subjects change all the time.
Yeah,
I mean SeaWorld and Busch Gardens seem to have a sale on every week.
Yeah, but that's your gist of everything. There we go. Bars and bikes. Oh, yeah. There we go. Enjoy one of the many theme bars throughout the park for liquor courage. I can't read. At the Colt Canopy, dance the night away until the clock strikes 12 in the all new Raveyard, featuring an electrifying atmosphere. Sorry, I can hear the fan going on my mic. It's just there.
That's good.
So you've got the new Raveyard, which is in the Colt Canopy. You've got the Christmas Par Pantifer, or Pantle, wherever that is. Blood Bar at Stanleyville, and the Stranglewood Bar and Monaco's Palace.
And obviously both parks have got attractions open, roller coasters and that.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. That's another thing. So you get to go on Iron Gwazi, Shrieker, Cheetah Hunt, and Tigress, it looks like.
Yeah, so that'd be another reason. One year I'd love to try the Busch Gardens one because I do enjoy their roller coasters, but I've never done them at nighttime.
It would be immense at nighttime. So especially with the light package.
We did a few last year at SeaWorld and it was so much fun.
Yeah, so that, my friends, is Howl & Scream. Covered both.
So if you had to go this year and you had to choose one of the events to go to, which one would you choose?
From that, there, I would say Busch Gardens.
By a country mile. And if I was going to Busch Gardens because I stay on I Drive, I'd want to go with a few friends, probably hire a car, try and get parking up there if possible.
Probably, to be honest, if I was going to Busch Gardens, I would probably spend the night, get a hotel somewhere nearby. Possible. Just because of the, I'm an alcoholic, so.
Yeah, admits it. Don't get me wrong, the SeaWorld one's okay, and as Simon says, it's a baby.
It's gonna get better. Cause like SeaWorld this year, don't forget SeaWorld has got Pipeline open at night time as well. So they do have quite a lot of roller coasters.
When do I first try that? I'm gonna have to try it daytime and nighttime, aren't I? I must be truthful.
Yeah.
At SeaWorld.
Should be a little bit, I think nighttime will be better.
Well, it was not Manta, the other one, the real big one.
Mako,
that's it. That's awesome at night. I had front row on that as well.
So it's Kraken. Kraken's great at night as well. You don't get to see all the car park like you usually do, so it just makes it look a little bit
so
better.
Are they worth doing? In short, yes. Would I go more than one or two nights? No.
No. There's just enough there to do it all in one night, I think, at both Busch Gardens and
for Halloween Horror Nights fans, do these on a Saturday night. because Halloween Horror Nights is heaving with youngsters on a Saturday night normally. So go across to this one. And then Halloween Horror Nights later at night, if you still want your Halloween Horror Nights fix, 11 o'clock-ish, go over to Universal quickly and do a couple of hours in Halloween Horror Nights if you can.
Yeah. Yeah, there is an option. Like I said, easy. I won't be doing either of them. So
just to let you know with SeaWorld, you're not going this year, are you? Just to let you know with SeaWorld, though, plain and simple, the entrance to Hallow Scream is right on the other end of, as you get to the park, you know where SeaWorld is, where the front entrance, go right and just follow it all the way down.
Yeah, so when you do, if you do get dropped off in the drop area, you've got to walk all the way to the other end of the car park. And they've brought the bag policy back again. So
what's the bag policy?
Really small bag. It's about somewhat about that big.
So don't take a bag.
Yeah. So don't take
what's
a bag.
What's the Universal one? It's a bit bigger, isn't it? The bag.
Universal. I think they're just anything I can get through security. To be fair, as long as it's not.
I was thinking about taking a clear bag anyway. I've got a Orlando City clear bag. You know, what's plasticky, see through all the way through, makes it easier.
Yeah, I think anything.
It's a rucksack one. So
yeah, anything that's bigger than a lounge fly, they'll probably get you to take back to your car. So everyone knows what a lounge fly bag is, about that big. So
yeah, my Orlando City thing's just around that size.
If you can, put everything in your pockets, or as Americans would say, put it in a fanny pack, or as we would say, a bum bag. If you can get it all in there, that's under your shirt. So.
So, people, anybody who's listening, are you going to Hallow Screams this year? If you are, do you know on Spotify, by the way, you can actually comment on our episodes? I think, I'm not sure how it does it. Talking about Spotify, can we have a few more reviews on that? I think we've had five and they're all 5 stars. So a few more would be nice. Again, Apple Podcasts, give us that 5-star review, and all other podcast apps. YouTube, follow us, HHE Podcast. Subscribe to us, like the videos and comments on them. Share all our stuff to your friends. And Simon, what's the socials?
At HHE Pod across
the and simple. We do have a TikTok, but we're too lazy to use it, truth be told.
It's just not our thing.
We're old. Is it? Let the youngsters control it. I do use TikTok for me. And just a cheap plug time, I am going to be there, obviously, for 2 weeks. I do have a YouTube channel called Epic Fuel Vlogs. I will be vlogging Universal, Disney, SeaWorld, International Drive, loads of hotels. I will do it a little bit different for Halloween Horror Nights and Hallow Screams, because the tours are going to be on HHE Podcast only. They're not going to be an Epic Films thing. But if you want to see the events, just quickly walking around quick, that will be on Epic Film. So if there's anything Orlando you're interested in, you want to see it, subscribe to me on YouTube as well.
And like Phil was saying about Spotify, we actually did get a response to one of them. It was from Andy Paul 2012. Great episode, lots of good tips for first timers and repeat visitors.
So I didn't see that.
Last one about HHN.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Andy.
So, yeah, you can do it. We've got our social medias open. Thank you for a lot of love recently. We have our follower count is going up. We've gone, I think we're over 310 now, I think. So we're slowly getting there.
The beginning of the year, we're like maybe 150 at best.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone who's liking, following, subscribing and all that jazz.
Do you have something else as well on X? I don't know if most of you know on X now, you can obviously message us. Did you know you can now send a voice message on there? So if you want to voice message us, I can convert that and put that onto the episodes.
Yeah.
So it's another way of getting hold of us, and it doesn't cost you a penny.
Yeah. And one more thing, this is just one last little plug. If you could just do us a favor and share this with just one friend. If you're listening to this, just share it to one friend. That gets it to that person, and then that person can pass it on to the next person. It's like Chinese whispers. It just goes and keeps going. So, yeah, just share it with one friend, and then hopefully they'll like what they're listening to and subscribe. So,
yep, and hopefully next week, Joe will be back. It should be my last episode in the UK. I think Joe wants to talk to me what my itinerary and my plans are. It won't be a long episode because I'm very open.
Yeah, I'm working my ass off next week.
Probably me and Jack. And then obviously there'll be content coming from me. I've got people who I'm going to be seeing out there who are willing to record with me. I'm going to record in the park when I'm walking around doing podcast stuff and that. There's going to be a lot of stuff hopefully doing. I won't be recording in the houses because I haven't got a microphone. What will be allowed probably with my phone.
Not unless you've got a shirt pocket, you can have it so you can have your phone upside down like that.
Yeah, it's going to be too hard. So, but I will be recording scares as that videos are coming as well. And as I say, I'm going to have guests. I might get in touch with Simon and that when I'm out there, and they might ring me, get hold of me, and we'll record an episode while I'm standing around doing nothing, things like that. Otherwise than that, guys, it's here. It's finally here. The season has begun.
Yeah, so there's not just HHN content as well. There's going to be a lot more events that I'm doing in the UK. So,
yes. So, if Simon and Joe want to record without me, by all means, boys, do it. Because if anything comes up from the UK events, what's big news, record.
Yeah, we will.
But fair enough. Oh, Simon, thank you. And I'm not going to ask what you're saying is because you'll forget it. So, from me, be epic. From Simon, I'll put you on the spot.
Simon says, stay spooky.
Oh, he's gone back to it after all this.
Yeah, but I'm adding a bit before it, so...
Simon says, stay spooky. We are so bad at outros. Have you ever noticed that? We never stop.
No.
People think they can go, but you can't. But wait, there's more. No, there's no more, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Do the review stuff. Subscribe. And see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye. NSYNC.